we have committed ourselves to working to ensure that we achieve the result of making the whole place secure, and every effort is being made towards that end, in the sense that we are improving our firepower, we are improving on collaboration with other forces. That is actually the objective.
The question, General, is that if you were not able to do it in 5 years, how can you achieve that to March 28th?
I think what's interesting is what is now different about it. For the period you have said, it has passed through different stages. You will recall that when the state of emergency was initially declared, the whole thing ceased because we were able to curtail them substantially. And they simply left our shores and went elsewhere to improve on their mischief. Now we are enlisting the support of other nations around us, and hopefully that should make it difficult for them to have any other place to escape to after this mission. That's why we are involving all other forces in our neighborhood. And the result in the past few days is really encouraging.
What do you mean the results have been encouraging? Are you having success against Boko Haram?
What I mean is that if you have been following the events lately, you see that our neighbors are also involved in chasing them, and they're making everywhere untenable for them. That's what I mean by encouraging. Unlike when the people have where to run to when they're under heat here. Now there's virtually no place to run to. The heat is on them from every angle. And that's what we intend to sustain.
General, I read somewhere where they're suggesting that Boko Haram may have also taken its offensive into neighboring Niger now. How true is that?
We cannot rule that out because part of the desperation that they have no direction to run to. Out of desperation, they can engage in anything, and it's not absolutely to accept this. And all that we mean is that with the level of collaboration we're enjoying with from every quarter, we should make everywhere untenable for them.
Actually, General, what I'm hearing from some Nigerians is that come March 28th and the country is not secure enough for the elections, then some people will begin to say that perhaps the military was in cahoots to get the elections postponed so as to keep President Jonathan in power.
We believe that every hand will be on deck, not just the military, but everyone involved in securing our country will put in their best to ensure that we have adequate atmosphere for elections to be conducted. One thing you must know is that the military is equally stakeholder and the promotion of our national democracy. And anything that is done now is in good faith, and there is no need to cast doubt around it.
I think the African Union has approved, 8,000 or 7,000 troops to come and fight Boko Haram. How soon before they come in?
Honestly, I'm not in the picture of that. All that I'm aware of at the moment is that we are stepping up our work with our partners in the multinational joint affair, which has been a decent all along. It's not a new development, and we are getting the cooperation of our neighboring forces.